Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to work. Back to work. We got a lot to do here. A lot to talk about today. Did you guys know that there's an HIV epidemic right now going on in Indiana? Some unprecedented HIV outbreak is going on in Indiana that has now caused the governor to declare a health emergency. We're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about the possible medical history that the German Wings co-pilot might have had, possibly putting him at risk for the sort of mental state he was in to crash the Airbus that killed 150 people this week. Apparently, he had a medical condition that was withheld from his employer, which is what we're being told now. Senator Harry Reid is retiring. We also have to talk about a few other issues that have been surrounding autism and treatments of autism. There's been some talk that we need to use antibiotics to treat autism, and gastrointestinal issues need to be evaluated in autistic kids. And then the idea of getting kids to do better in school might be something as simple as feeding them breakfast, like at school, free school breakfast. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day at the Dr. Dahlia Show. I need to eat some breakfast now. But we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're hearing now reports, and again, you know, it's, you never know if this is what is really the case, or if, is this, you know, PR companies trying to now, you know, lighten the situation and trying to, you know, calm people down. But apparently we're hearing from this one headline from the New York Times, the co-pilot in the German Wings crash hid his medical condition from the employer. Now, when I guess they searched his house, they found a few things. Now, remember, he deliberately crashed the German Wings jetliner into the French Alps on Tuesday, killing 150 people on board. And prosecutors found among the items in his house a doctor's note excusing him from work on the day of the crash and another note that had been torn up. And they say these documents support the preliminary assessment that the deceased hid his illness from his employer and colleagues. Now, the German investigators said they did not find a suicide note. They did not find anything that appeared to align him with political or a religious sort of cause that could have possibly caused him to do this. But there were documents with medical information that indicates an illness and corresponding treatment by doctors. Now, the Federal Aviation Office in Germany said on Friday that a medical certificate issued to Mr. Lubitz that allowed him to fly noted he had a medical condition, but they didn't say did it have to do with a psychological issue or another sort of medical issue. So, again, I mean, this doctor's note, we still don't know what it said. Was the doctor's note because he had a cold? Was he dealing with the flu? Was he dealing with seasonal allergies and he got a doctor's note? Or was he in a state of mania, you know, or delusion or psychosis, and, you know, the doctor wrote him a note saying, you know, you better, you know, sleep in tomorrow. Take a day off. We don't know. You would think if it was something major, like psychological, that this would not just be a note off work for one day. Again, we don't really have much information on that note. And again, I'm not really sure in terms of HIPAA and patient privacy, what they're allowed to get out of the German doctor on what his medical condition was. I am sure because people died and because of the terrorist act of this. I know they're saying it's not terrorism, but I am sorry. You take a plane and you crash into the Alps and you kill innocent people, kill anybody, to me that's an act of terrorism. So I'm sorry, I'm calling this a terrorist act. No, it doesn't mean he was associated or aligned with Al-Qaeda or ISIS, etc., but still, terrorist act nonetheless. So my guess is they will be allowed to find out, obviously, what the medical condition is. The guys, we got to be very, very cautious. Okay, if they come out that he had, let's say, an eating disorder or he had ADD, all right, you know, that doesn't mean we start discriminating against everybody that has an eating disorder or ADD. That doesn't mean they're going to crash a plane. I mean, that's what makes this so difficult. You know, one of the reasons why I don't think we heard of all the medicines that Adam Lanza with the Sandy Hook shooting was on, or James Holmes with the Aurora, Colorado shooting was on, et cetera, is because I think, you know, the country's afraid that people are going to now be, you know, go into a frenzy because them having a coworker or knowing somebody else that takes the same medicine that a mass killer took. But remember, these medicines that are out there like Xanax and Valium and Klonopin and, you know, SSRIs, et cetera, these are being prescribed all the time for people that don't have psychoses or neuroses. But they're also prescribed for people that do. So, Mr. Lubritz, 27 years old, also had a girlfriend, and they are concerned that maybe there was an issue where there was some issues that he had with his girlfriend. All right, again, no suicide note, but so now they're investigating: did the girlfriend break up with him? From what I understand, the girlfriend, the family, they've have gone to a secure location, so they wouldn't be hounded by the media through all this. But there was rumors that he was broken up with. Now, I mean, I've been dumped many, many times. And being dumped stinks. But, I mean, you know, you feel sorry for yourself. I go into the Ben & Jerry's or the Hostess. And thank God Hostess hadn't filed for bankruptcy back then, because I could really, really comfort myself with, you know, good comfort foods. And then, you know, get over it. And then go out and meet somebody 4 hours later. That's just, you know, how we did it, you know. But unfortunately, you have somebody who has the vulnerability mentally where they can't take a blow like that. Again, that's why I talk about these psychological stress tests that we need to come up with. Some sort of way to put somebody under psychological stress to see if they just blow and get all murderous. And I don't know how we would even test that or do that. So that's all we have right now. As we get more information, we'll definitely keep you posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Oh, I got a sneeze coming on. These allergies are killing me. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Dirk sends us a link. Let me really quickly here before we move on, sends a link on that the German wings. Oh, that the German wings pilot might have been a Muslim convert. And apparently there's some articles being sent out in the right now in the news where they are debating whether that happened. The only thing I could find on that, because again I want to move on to your calls, etc. But apparently there's a website, Spisa, and it offers an English translation of an article written in German by a writer for German PI News, Michael Mannheimer, and claims the crashing of the airliner was an act of terror, and says that all evidence indicates that the co-pilot of Airbus machine in a 6 months break during his training as a pilot in German wings converted to Islam, and subsequently either by the order of radical, i.e. devout Muslims, or received the order from a book of terror, the Quran, on his own accord, decided to carry out the mass murder. Now, again, I don't have any confirmation of this, but I thank you, Dirk, for bringing that up, I will, we'll keep you posted. Again, the big problem here is, you know, what we find out in the media is after it's, you know, after days, you know, days later, after it's filtered, et cetera. And so, you know, these reports that come through, we have no idea, you know, what we're getting that could be, you know, myth. I mean, look at how they, who did they say? I don't know, there was a star that supposedly was, like, Macaulay Culkin, they said had died, and he didn't die. You know, so we got to be careful with some of these things that get circulated before it gets confirmed. So all I could say on that is can't comment. Yep, if that's true, but I have seen the same media circulations talking about how he might have been a convert. I don't know whether I want to, whether I want to go with that, or he was mad about a girlfriend dumping him. I don't know which story I want to, you know, use from the media and believe in, but we'll keep you guys posted. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I understand that a lot of you listen to my show when it's not live, so you leave a call on the message line. So let's go to some of those calls and knock them out. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Doc Dahlia. I'm wondering about the terminology for various diseases. It seems like they've changed the names, but the disease is still the same. So, for instance, emphysema. Is that the same as COPD? And then I don't like when they've abbreviated things. So It seems to me that there's just a few regular old diseases that we used to have, like dementia or the shakes or emphysema or what did they used to call cirrhosis of the liver. Well, now it just seems like they've changed the names and called it, you know, Mr. Cardiac's liver disease or Mr. Lou Gehrig's baseball of the head disorder. I mean, it's just making it more complicated. And so all of these modern diseases, are they really different than the good old-fashioned diseases?
No, that's a good question. And by the way, can I just I love looking at medical history. I by no means am a medical historian. I would love to be because I just love, you know, medical history, which is why I was lucky enough to do a lot of episodes on Pawn Stars. But really quickly, you had said something about the acronyms that you don't like. I actually thought I saw this somewhere. It had a whole bunch of acronyms, so I just kind of put a bunch of this stuff together, and I came up with this, okay, in terms of, because you're right, it drives you crazy. HPN, all right, we have HPN out here in Las Vegas, all right, is an HMO, but your PCP takes a PPO. So use your HRA to pay COD for your ERCP before the EGD. Now, a CBC will help the CDC if you're SOB from PCP. So take your meds BID but not QID and avoid LSD, or the DEA will fear an OD. But if your OB says your SOB is from COPD, fix it ASAP and leave us some P. So, I mean, I understand, you know, here you are in the doctor's office and there's all these acronyms and you're like, what the hell is going on? You know, emphysema is kind of a subset. Emphysema is one of several diseases that is under the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And I use emphysema and COPD interchangeably. And it does get confusing. And in fact, there's some real interesting terms. We used to use things in the past that we don't use anymore. They're obsolete. Like, for example, mental retardation. We don't use that anymore. That was a very, very common diagnosis. Mental retardation. We don't use that anymore. Now the new name is intellectual disability or intellectual development disorder. When people would stutter or had a phonological disorder, we don't call them phonological disorders. We now call them communication disorders, speech sound disorders, language disorders, etc. And so there's like a nervous breakdown. We don't use that term anymore. We don't use that term nervous breakdown. There's a lot of terms we don't use. Before I just quickly talk about emphysema, let me show you some of the terms here that we have that we used in the past. Like ablepsia. Ablepsia used to be the term for blindness. Agglutition for swallowing. Agglutition was the term used for inability to swallow. You guys remember the term milk leg? Milk leg, I believe, was used when a pregnant woman that I guess just delivered a baby, or she might have still been pregnant, I have to double check, would all of a sudden have a big, huge leg. All right? And now we know it as, okay, well, there was a blood clot, so, you know, and that could have killed her, obviously, but we used to call it milk leg. And it usually happened after childbirth when the milk would come in. Or phlegmasia alba dolens. Right? And they would associate it with the milk coming in, but it was the blood clot that would happen with all the hormone changes and her being unable to move as actively as she would. Because remember, giving birth back then, you bled a lot. You weren't able to, you know, go back to work in a few days like we do now. You know, it was a lot more traumatic. And so, let me see, milk sick. That was, I guess you would get sick when you would take in milk. Morsel was a form of gangrene. Mortification was a term we used in the Civil War. Somebody suffered from mortification. Mortification was infection. We talked about consumption. Consumption was tuberculosis. Congestive fever was malaria. A corruption was also an infection. This comes from Hawaii.edu. This is really, really cool. Black death. Black death was typhus or bubonic plague. Remember Ring Around the Rosie? Pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, they all fall down. Has to do with the black plague or black death or bubonic plague. Bloody flux was dysentery. Piles was hemorrhoids. I remember that one. Pox. Okay, you would think, okay, well, if somebody's suffering from the pox, that's syphilis. No, pox was a term used for, pox was a term used for syphilis. People think pox had to do with chicken pox. No, for syphilis, because you would get these spots. Pott's disease was tuberculosis that would hit the spine. I remember still learning about that in medical school, Pott's disease, but we don't really hear that term too much because we don't really see a lot of the tuberculosis get that far. Scotomy, which would be dizziness or nausea, dimness of sight, that kind of thing. Gosh, ship's fever was typhus. Let me see. Strangery was a rupture. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that they still use regular words like ulceration, whooping cough. There were still a lot of things. Protein disease was a disease where the kidneys were giving off a lot of protein, like glomerulonephritis. Rheumatism was still around. You know, still a lot of people call it the rheumatism or the gout, etc. And rheumatism was when you would have rheumatoid arthritis. Sometimes, though, it wasn't technically rheumatoid arthritis. It was just arthritis, but they would use rheumatism. Screws, I got the screws. That was rheumatism. Interesting stuff. All right, don't go away. We'll quickly kind of talk about the difference between emphysema and COPD and what that's all about. Don't go away. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak,
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Research. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the difference between emphysema, COPD. Emphysema is a lung condition that falls under the umbrella of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And COPD is this term that, you know, basically represents a variety of conditions. Chronic bronchitis, bronchiectasis, asthma. So asthma falls under COPD, chronic bronchitis falls under it, emphysema, cystic fibrosis, etc. So what is obstructive lung disease? Obstructive lung disease, how I see it, is where people have difficulty getting the air out. They lose compliance in their lungs, kind of the snappiness, like a new balloon that you just let the air out. You know, that's how I learned it in medical school. You have a balloon, right? You blow it up, then you try to make the farting sound, you know, getting the air out. You know, and it does that. And then, you know, the kids are all giggly, and the balloon looks brand new. After you do that about 5-6 times, air seems to settle in. That's like a COPD's asthmatic's lung. No, not like a farting balloon, but like a balloon that still has air in it. You can't get the air out. So you got obstructive disease, right? But then you also have restrictive lung disease. Restrictive lung disease, you cannot expand your lungs. It's restrictive, okay? So these types of diseases would be like sarcoidosis, which is an autoimmune disease, interstitial lung disease, pulmonary fibrosis, where it starts to stiffen, you know, the lung linings. Scoliosis could do that. ALS. Remember we talked about how ALS could cause you to die. One of the how ALS or Lou Gehrig's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis could do that is by restrictive lung disease. So to diagnose these, we usually do pulmonary function testing, so we can see how you're breathing out the air. Many of you hate that test because you got to breathe air in, you got to breathe air out, and as we look, as we see how well you're breathing air out, then we could rate where you are from emphysema to COPD. I was asked if you could improve, could your lungs ever improve, depending on how you're being treated. Yes. Like, for example, if you quit smoking, your lungs can bounce back. All right. I mean, it depends on how many years you've been smoking, but we find that the lung tissue does repair itself. And so, I mean, you may not be like new, but, you know, you've been hearing these theories that after about 5 years or 10 years not smoking, you know, you can drop your heart disease risk. Your heart could be just as good as somebody else who didn't smoke. Lungs will still have damage, but you can get your lung function back. So stopping smoking at any time is a benefit, and that's been proven. Sometimes we'll have to do a CAT scan of your chest if the X-ray doesn't find what needs to be found. Bronchoscopy many times is diagnosed because they use a scope. It's kind of a flexible tube that has a camera, and then it looks down, goes into the lungs, takes a look, and then it's got this little baby, like a little baby tip that, through a trocar, a little baby tip that can grasp and take samples if we need it. And, when you have these types of issues, sometimes you can't tell if you have restrictive or obstructive, and so the cough, chronic bronchitis, the need to have an inhaler, you know, so a lot of times you're misdiagnosed. You're misdiagnosed with, you know, bronchitis all the time, having bronchitis and given antibiotics all the time when somebody needs to kind of look a little deeper. You're misdiagnosed as having asthma when it may not be asthma, inflammation of the lung lining. You know, my rule of thumb is if you come to me twice for a bronchitis, and I just kind of get the feeling that it may not be bronchitis, I usually like to do a spirometry to check your pulmonary functions. And if it's a third time, I like to get a chest X-ray. And then I start to look a little deeper. And then sometimes I get a pulmonary doctor involved to take a peek. So I don't like to let you go on for long. Somebody that has a chronic cough, again, I'll evaluate them for asthma or some sort of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or restrictive disease. So what are some treatments out there? Well, if you have COPD or obstructive disease, there's a variety of things. Many of you used to be on theophylline, but we don't really use that that much. It's a bronchodilator, but you always have to check the blood levels, and people don't like to get their blood drawn that much. And, you know, with the way insurance is now, people would rather have a low-maintenance type of medicine rather than something that costs them more money to follow. But we use the inhaled corticosteroids, the inhaled steroids like Advair, Qvar, Symbicort, Pulmicort, Flovent, etc. Sometimes if you're really bad, we have to have you on oral steroids to decrease the inflammation that's causing your lungs to not to be inflamed and not have that elasticity that it needs. And then Singulair, which is montelukast, that's a it acts like an antihistamine, but it's an anti-leukotriene inhibitor, and that also prevents some of the inflammatory pathway. Pretty cool stuff. We also recommend that if you have COPD, that you exercise. Try and use those lungs. If you don't use them, you lose them, so to speak. And then sometimes we need oxygen. If it's end stage, there's been success with lung transplants, but we hope it never gets that far. And, taking care of your lungs is crucial. And having good air and good oxygen and good treatment is important. But we aren't seeing people die of COPD to the same degree that they used to because we're catching it earlier. And we're having less and less smoking. And we're having less exposure to secondhand smoke. For restrictive lung disease, it's a little tougher. okay? There's idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis medications out there. We'll use sometimes corticosteroids. We'll use Imuran and cyclophosphamide and methotrexate, which are supposed to suppress the immune system so you don't continue to fight your lung tissue. Sometimes we even have to use some mechanical breathing help like BiPAPs, which is a kind of a positive pressure ventilation. You know, it's a mask with a pressure generator, helps assist your breathing, gets that oxygen into you. Some people with obesity have obesity hypoventilation syndrome, and they can't get the air in because of all the weight. All that weight is restricting their lung disease. So, of course, we get the weight off, we have you lose weight, exercise, etc., because excess body fat is preventing the breathing. I mean, it's serious stuff when we, you know, talk about obesity. And so, you know, with emphysema particularly, emphysema falls under the COPD class, and emphysema is usually caused by smoking. And the lung alveoli, which kind of look like little grapes, all right, these are the ones that allow the oxygen exchange between blood and air. I'm teaching you guys a lot today. I'm actually surprised myself. Usually I just talk about minutia, but this is important stuff here. All right, so your heart, right, has to beat out oxygenated blood. But in order to do that, the blood has to go through the lungs. So blood comes into the right ventricle from the right atrium from the body. Then it falls into the right ventricle. And then the right ventricle pushes the blood into the lungs. That's where the lungs can oxygenate it. Then it comes back into the left atrium, falls in then into the left ventricle, and then the left ventricle pumps out this beautiful oxygenated blood throughout the body. And that's how that works. So when that happens, you need your alveoli. Well, when your alveoli start to get weakened, even ruptured, that we see in emphysema. And so now you don't have a lot of small areas for the blood to be able to get oxygenated. Once you start to pop those little baby sacs and you only have kind of a larger area, now you have less surface area, right? You know, what has more surface area, 10 grapes or one tangerine? 10 grapes. Well, I don't know if that equates to, you should say 8 grapes to one tangerine. Why? Because there's more surface area. The more surface area, then, because of the lining, and then it allows more oxygenation. So if you're having trouble breathing, if you are getting your oxygen checked with a little pulse ox, I love pulse oxes. I think that's great. I think the pulse ox is a great indicator of where you are oxygenation-wise. And I do that on most of my patients because I just want to see where their oxygen is. And we don't charge them. I just want to know what it is. And I would suggest you have your doctor do that and see where your oxygen is, as well as do some pulmonary testing if you smoke. All right, guys. Whew. Never taught you that much in so short a time. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Governor Sandoval signed April 25th in my particular state, the state of Nevada, Nevada Blood Donation Day. Right, helping us raise awareness and get as many people as we can to donate blood so we could try to, restore and replenish a badly needed supply. And if any of your states need my help to help get that set up, please, please contact me because this is so life-saving and it's easy to do. So I'm really, really excited. And for any of you that live in Nevada, I have 14 to 15 different locations and more coming for you to donate blood. Again, you don't have to donate money, all right? But many of you guys got a lot of blood. And, if it's really good oxygenated blood, United Blood Services and the American Red Cross will take it. So definitely check my website out at drdahlia.com. Speaking of Nevada, Nevada is in the news because Senator Harry Reid is in the news. And the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, announced, we woke up this morning to news that Senator Harry Reid is retiring. Now, I know a lot of people out there are doing the dance. You know, I met Senator Harry Reid years ago. Years ago. It had to have been, because he's been in term now, 5 years? Not 5 years. This is his fifth term. So he's been in, obviously in Congress for decades. And, you know, I met him as a student, UNLV student, and, very, very pleasant, very, very smart man. Very, 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 very intelligent. Unfortunately, very, very controversial. Okay, with this accident that unfortunately he sustained, which, you know, had led a lot of speculation, and personally, I didn't want to add to that speculation because as a doctor, I think everybody is allowed to have medical privacy in terms of certain physical issues that they're having, as long as that doesn't affect the way they're, doing their job. You know, as a doctor, he does receive privacy. So whether there were other medical issues going on besides the snapping of the gym equipment that hurt him, as far as I'm concerned, that's none of my business, none of anybody else's business. But there was speculation that, you know, he may not stay in office much longer since that. I mean, look, you know, he's been in car accidents. I mean, he's been through a lot, and he still, you know, kept his post. So, again, that's for, you know, the media to, use in future segments and, you know, entertain their viewers with that discussion. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't care. You know, I let him have his privacy from a medical standpoint. Unfortunately, many Nevadans have been very, very frustrated because of Obamacare and his, you know, partnership with Nancy Pelosi and President Obama on this has definitely, caused him to really fall out of favor, in Nevada. But he was, even despite that, still able to make it back into office, when he was, running against Sharon Engel. And it was interesting because originally Sharon Engel was leading in the polls. Election day, she was leading at the ballot. And then something happened and it just switched and Harry Reid won. You know, personally, I've always kind of stayed neutral when it came to, you know, Harry Reid because, even though I disagree with him on politics, you know, he's served our state for so long that, I still like to show our leaders respect. You know, there's been, you know, various leaders that we've had in Nevada, Bill Bray, Dina Titus, Shelley Berkeley, et cetera. And, I know them all and they're very, Shelley Berkeley especially, I'm friends with her and, you know, we disagree politically. She knows I can't stand Obamacare, but, I still respect them. And it's very, very frustrating when you have Obamacare, you know, with the way that is, I posted on Facebook, I didn't post it on my Twitter, a statement I got from my insurance last night I gotta pull this up and tell you guys about it. I got a statement from my insurance on my deductible. And I thought we had a $7,500 deductible. And remember I was complaining about that? Well, I guess I stand corrected. My deductible was $11,500, I guess, for the family. So we get a statement. saying, I have $11,093.49 left to meet before my insurance kicks in, which is the biggest bunch of bullcrap. You know, do I blame Harry Reid? Do I blame President Obama? Do I blame Nancy Pelosi? I blame them all for this. I do. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. But you know, keep in mind, the retirement of one just allows another one to still be there and do the same thing. So, in fact, it's funny. I guess Harry Reid told Mitch McConnell, I have a quote here. Hold on a second. I think you guys have already heard the quote. Oh, darn. I'm sorry. I'm having computer problems. But, you know, he basically said, look, you know, I still have, I think, like 23 months left. So, you know, it was a definitely a controversial run. So that's what he says. My friend Senator McConnell, don't be too elated. I'm going to be here for 22 months. And he said that in a video he filmed when he announced his retirement. You know, what type of change are we going to see? I'm more interested in the, you know, the obviously the presidential change. It's been a very, very long, exhausting 6+ years. So I'm hoping that, we get the right change and whoever does go into office can help fix a lot of this mess. But as we talked about yesterday when we were talking about the 5-year birthday of Obamacare, you know, some of the myths that were out there, were debunked. Some say, no, you know, we're all going to die and there's going to be death panels. No, there were no death panels. That didn't happen. All right. But on the flip side, the idea that we could reverse this was a myth that was debunked also. I think there's a lot of irreversible damage. And, or the, you know, it's going to take decades to reverse the damage that was done. You know, and it's very frustrating. Very frustrating for me as a doctor, for me as a patient, and, you know, for me as a mom. I'm very, very frustrated because I, you know, getting something in the mail saying, look, and they did that on purpose in big bold letters. I still have $11,000 to go. You kidding me? Yeah. So if I was even thinking about getting something done medically, remember, you got $11,000 to go. Well, that's ridiculous. So. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Free school breakfasts may help low-income students do better in the classroom. They said students at elementary schools that were offered free breakfast had 25% better math grades and similarly higher reading and science grades than students at schools without the free breakfast. They said, although the researchers found a link between schools that provide free morning breakfast and higher performance, again, it wasn't designed to be like a cause and effect. The breakfasts were provided through the U.S. Department of Agriculture School Breakfast Program, and they found more evidence of good nutrition, good grades, etc. So, you know, I notice that my kids and I get hungry at about 9, 10 a.m. Now, mind you, you wake up at 6. So if your body is expecting food every few hours, you know, in the preschool and the lower, younger school grades, they get snack. They get a mid-morning snack, all right? Well, snack doesn't seem to happen in the older grades. And, you know, these kids still have, roaming insulin, and they start getting hypoglycemic. I remember my class before lunch was one of my worst classes because I was hungry, okay? Let me get some food. I'm hungry. And so if, you know, the school doesn't have a breakfast program or a free breakfast program, and again, we need to, you know, figure out how to, you know, financially pay for that, then we should have snack options, okay? You know, you don't have to have breakfast and waffles, et cetera. But, you know, I do think we need to move towards figuring this out because, you know, even my kids, they run out of the house, you know, grabbing a handful of cereal, and they don't sit there and eat a really good breakfast. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Oh.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. To